This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hi all.
Hey.
Just me chatting because I'm haven't had a drink, no alcohol in my system for 2 weeks and a week and 6 days.
And every inch of you is glowing.
Do you think
your hair is shiny? There's a twinkle in your eye.
Do you know what's so frustrating? I don't feel as good as I thought I would.
I hate that. I've gone off to drink before and be like, God, I can't, I'm going to feel like a fucking, my body's a temple.
Why am I not out to doing 5K runs? Why am I not giving it loads and like bouncing around the place with energy?
You'll hear
I feel
on the show.
The same.
You'll hear on the show later if you continue to listen that I've been eating really healthy the last week. And like genuinely really, really healthy. And I haven't slept at all. I've had really shit sleeps. I've had like my hands are feel like real dry and like almost like they're
almost like you're gonna come down from all the sugar.
But there's something wrong. No, honestly, there's something wrong. Just wrong with my hands. Nothing to do with the diet. But I thought I'd feel like so much better. I thought I'd feel class. I don't. I feel normal.
You weren't getting a huge amount of veggies in. Can I say?
Zero veg.
Oh well, you did actually have the bowl of peas.
Oh sorry, last week.
Yeah.
I had 3 days where I did bowl of peas and broccoli.
I did bowl of peas.
Bowl of peas and broccoli.
Would you ever be into a mushy pea, no?
Nope.
Kind of
like
fun.
That.
They're
no.
a bit more cracked.
Don't like that.
But yeah, I genuinely was like starting off there joking with like.
Sorry, was this
you know,
some shade
being,
about my diet?
Being a bit patronising, but I don't feel any better.
Dare you.
I was just thinking I didn't hear too many vegetables. And that, I was thinking, like, that is really what gives you energy. But
see,
I forgot about the bowl of peas. I'm sorry,
dude. Foods have vegetables in them.
I don't like those microwave meals.
I do not. No. I live off them.
You know, they remind me of secondary school. I used to always have for lunch at school the Weight Watchers chicken curry.
Did you?
Yeah. It was flat
That's
out.
That's sad. Or, Weight Watchers at school.
I know. Or did you ever have those microwave pouches of Dalmio? And you'd get the pasta.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat them though.
You wouldn't be eating that.
I wouldn't be eating that now. I just don't like. I didn't like sauce since a kid.
Back to school, being like, parents are such legends. We used to late study before our exams, and like your mom or dad be coming in with your cooked dinner at 6 o'clock.
No
that was
way.
Not a thing
that
for me.
My family.
That was huge. They drop it in for you.
That was not so a thing. Sweet. No. We had a canteen, and you could get like sausage rolls
at that hour of the night, though.
No.
Oh, that's what I mean.
We didn't
that
have that study thing, though.
You'd have late study till 8:30.
No, no one would go to that.
Yeah, actually, because I repeated my leaving cert and you had to go to the study. It was mandatory 3 hours every night. And I just remember once my mom got me a microwave roast dinner from Marks and Spencer's.
Oh, my God.
It was absolutely stunning. Like frozen microwave. It was deadly.
That is gas.
Yeah, but yeah, never any fresh
wouldn't
meals.
Wouldn't be for
God,
me.
No.
You do the after school detention now, which you wouldn't do.
Oh, yeah.
1038. Dublin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Hello. Welcome to a brand new week. What's happening?
Demma, Dave and Fiona. I hope you're in good form and had a lovely weekend in the sunshine.
Guys, huge question.
Oh.
Should women get the week off from work when they have their period?
Oh.
This and more coming up on News Talk Breakfast this morning.
Oh, is that what you heard there?
Yes.
Was coming up on News Talk when you were making your cup of tea?
I was just in the canteen making my cup of tea and Ciara Kelly and Shane were on and that was the burning question of the day. And guys, you know me, like I'm a feminist, so I believe yes.
Yeah,
I believe
yes.
You should have
a
bit of a break, Callum Watt.
Maybe you should get the
I know. Couldn't do that now.
Wouldn't that be class?
To be fair, though, right? So, like, I've watched, like, there's some influencers or whatever that I follow, and some of them have, like, really, really bad period cramps, by the way. Mm. And, like, to the point of, like, they're in so much pain.
Yeah.
And I know that a woman's, like, pain threshold is way better than mine. Like, it's way...
Thank you, feminist. It's actually such a turn on.
Yeah. They can deal with a lot more pain than I genuinely think we can. And if that was guys, genuinely, we would have the week off. We'd have the month off. It'd
You'd
be fantastic.
The whole period situation would be solved.
But
you wouldn't be getting them anymore.
No,
and
you're dead
like
right.
There'd be a cure for the pain.
I don't understand. I don't think you milk it enough. Do you know?
Thank you. Do you
really
want
don't.
Something from us?
No,
spring?
I don't. Genuinely, I just
it's
thought
really
if it
starts the week,
if it's good enough for News Talk Breakfast, it's good enough for Fully Jacked.
Yeah.
I am accidentally dressed like. A period this morning. I'm wearing maroon leggings and a jumper, so maybe I should head down. Oh my God, what
I'm
are we
accidentally
talking about?
Dressed in my I'm on my period clothes.
You're dressed
I'm
on
not.
You're dressed on kind of day four. Do you know
I
when
am.
It's like oh it's
I
fading
am.
Away?
Nearly
it's nearly
I've started
end.
Something. I don't know how I feel about it,
but I'm actually not. Are you good at the moment?
I'm good.
Do you know what's so funny is
the
that
one who got fired and I synced up actually.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah, if so someone even if I will get it now because it's been mentioned.
Oh,
like
is that
it, like once it's mentioned in there, it's like okay, there we go. So thank you, thank you, Dave, and thank you, News.
Imagine the boss is like 20 years ago. We can't put two women together now. They'll just be talking about the periods on the air.
You brought it up.
Dave and Fiona are on spin.
Your number one hit music station.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona with you this morning.
Hey, what's happening?
All is well. Not really sure what's going on here because producer Callum wants to do something and he gets to rule the world.
I do what I want. Yeah. I was here before you.
Callum Farmer. He does what he wants.
What a week it was last week.
Oh, no way.
God.
Yeah, we didn't get to do the worst bits last week because we were out of the door on Friday morning. So I was like, let's start Monday with the worst bits of last week.
Oh, you know, ever since you arrived, Fiona, we haven't had time to do the worst bits.
Is that not a good thing?
Yeah, fair.
There's been no mistakes.
Yes, fair.
Oh, there's been a lot. What a week it was last week. The weather was absolutely unbelievable. Tate McRae played two nights in the Three Arena and Fiona made it through week three unhinged.
Thank you.
But it can't be all good things.
Oh.
I welcome you to the worst bits of last week.
Ooh.
Last Thursday's Gurdy quiz was one of the most chaotic of all time. If you haven't heard it, you can catch it on the podcast. Spins fully charged, recharged. To a point where Fiona just hid behind a load of sheets and refused to speak.
You said hair ties and bottles of soap.
Bottles of soap.
I presume they probably would prefer that you didn't. What are you saying behind that sheet, Fiona? This is chaos. I can't understand what you're saying.
Say it.
I think she's forgetting that this is radio.
Off,
no,
completely off mic.
I was trying to confer with Emma. I wasn't trying to communicate to the listener or to Dave.
There's no rebuttal. There's no rebuttal in the worst bits. You just have to shut up.
Okay, okay, I'll just take it like
accept,
a dog.
Yeah. We had Irish singer-songwriter Moncrief in the studio on Friday and we had to just remind him about the time he asked Emma out and got rejected.
I do believe
Fiona.
I've just been filled in on this that one fateful night you asked Emma Nolan here for her number.
Oh my God.
He's just remembered.
we're going there.
Let's do it. Let's
okay, I like
back.
It. I like
and
it.
And a date was proposed.
Oh wow.
I'm not sure.
So funny.
Yeah, we're just going to doorstep all of our celebrity interviews next time and just shock jock them.
That's definitely the only time that's happened.
Yeah. There was a point last week where we talked about the worst jobs we hated doing around the house and Fiona revealed her and her partner Dwayne live in absolute filth.
And Dwayne will have like one job. It'll be like clean office, tidy poo. And he's like, get rid of poo. Sorry,
poo.
For context, in the back garden, we have a dog. Dwayne doesn't leave his poo there
at night. Show you sweet
we're
highbrow.
On dirty protest.
And finally, it's nice to present things without context sometimes.
Bear beaters.
Oh, yeah. Bear beaters.
Bear beaters.
Beaters, bear beats.
Bear beats.
Bear beating.
Emma was talking about bear beating. For context, a new phrase coined for people who listen to music out loud on the bus without headphones. Get that dirty filth out your mind. I'm Rue, producer Callum. They have been the worst bits of last week.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Thank you very much.
It's a double dose because on Friday morning at 9:55, you will get the worst bits of this week.
But there won't
Surely
be any.
Not.
There won't
Fiona,
be any.
Fiona,
we're too good.
Fiona's talking too much. Fiona's talking. We won't get a chance. It'll be next Monday.
Hey,
wait, you see.
Hey, hey.
Alex Warren now and Ella Henderson. You're on spin.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Last weekend, I went to a christening and it was one of my mate's kids being christened and I walked up and I was like, I don't know what you wear to a christening, so I wore a shirt.
Perfect.
The shirt is a little bit small.
Cool.
But I don't wear shirts that often, so there's no point in buying shirts because I don't wear them. So I was just like, "Grand, it's fine, I'll just wear that white shirt." And I arrived to the christening and my friend, Niamh, she said, "God, you're really filling out." And that only came a couple of months after my granny said, "The weight suits you."
Ah, no.
Dave, would you stop?
And so I thought, this was the moment. That was the turning point. Did you ever see, like, in a movie when someone becomes a villain?
Yeah.
That was my villain. I'm entering my villain era.
Villain origin story.
Except it's not being a villain. It is being the healthiest goddamn boy you have ever
All
seen.
Right.
Wow, big moment. What, take note, guys. 19th of May, 2025. 7:20 a.m.
That christening was on the Sunday. I knew from the Monday that things had to change. Mm. It was going to be huge. So what I did was I went to, who's my best friend in the world?
Me.
ChatGPT.
Yeah,
no. A robot, Fiona.
I said, right, you are going to become my personal trainer and nutritionist. Here's all the food I like. Here's all the food I don't like. Come up with a plan for me of what to eat, what to do during the week. And I stuck to it. I went to the shop to do a big shop on the Monday and did a full, healthy big shop.
Was your what's on the rotary belt not embarrassing for once?
It was, like, usually, as you say, yeah, when I go and do a big shop, my thing is, like, people must think I'm having a party for a kid.
That's what I mean.
However, I did my shopping and I did a little haul for my girlfriend Pippa, and she wrote all down what I got so that I could bring to you today.
This is
what I bought on my shopping list. This was it. Bagels, right? Okay. They were the most unhealthy thing I bought.
Wow. Oh.
Eggs, ham, bacon medallions, prawns, breaded chicken fillets, turkey rashers, turkey sausages, Fit Foods, 4-in-1 Fit Foods, Thai chicken curry Fit Foods, frozen peas, frozen broccoli, frozen potatoes, egg fried rice, and lighter than light mayonnaise.
Oh, okay. I know the one.
Oh my God.
I know the one.
It
tastes like water.
It honestly is like like milk water.
Yeah.
But how are we back here? Because do you remember for like 10 years there, it was like, no, get the full fat stuff. This lighter than light mayo, these like zero calorie yogurts are bad for you. And now I just feel like we've regressed.
We've gone back
into
in time.
Diet culture.
Yeah.
Conservatives have a hold over our bodies.
I just wanted to do this for a month, right? Mm-hmm. Because everyone was like, when I was eating last week, because I'll go through what I ate last week. It wasn't a lot. Do you know what I mean? And I was eating very, very healthy, right? Mm-hmm. But people are like, oh, you need to be balanced. So like, have a treat or whatever. And I'm like, no, I'll be balanced in a month. But for this month, I'm cutting. Like, completely just
shedding. Jim Bros call it shedding.
Shedding.
Shedding diet?
Shedding or shredding?
Shredding. Shredding. Sorry.
Shedding his winter layer.
So,
shedding his coat.
I'll go through each day and I think you're going to be very, very surprised. Ooh. Obviously, Monday started off with, because McDonald's dropped in breakfast, so I had a McMuffin and a hash brown. Right, then we went on to lunch, turkey rashers, scrambled eggs. Dinner was a bagel with chorizo and scrambled eggs. Oh. And I had a few jellies. I went to bed starving. Tuesday, I did a 3K run. Lunch was a bougie bowl, which you can attest to.
Yes, I ate
a bougie bowl.
You were really sad because I was eating a wrap and you were like, you're so unhealthy that you have a wrap.
Yeah, I can't believe she had a wrap in front of me. No sauce, no cheese, no nothing. It was just the chicken, it was lettuce, it was the veg and the rice. It was so boring. I hated it. Then I had the Fit Foods and that was Tuesday. Did not eat a lot again. Oh. Wednesday was a 5K run, 2 breaded chicken fillets, a bag of microwave rice and a bowl of peas and a Fit Foods chicken curry for dinner.
It's just the way you call it, the microwave rice, that makes me sad. As in, I use it, but it's like a bag of microwave rice.
It is not nice, at all. So, so I've been asking ChatGPT to like fill out my logs and stuff for like every time I finish eating for the day. I'm like, right, log that and give me a little kind of, you know, little graphic to say what I eat. So it's come up with like this graphic where it gives me a little photo of all the things I've eaten.
Oh, that's so nice.
It's like something you'd see in like a play school.
Yeah, food pyramid vibe.
And then it gives me a wellness score at the very bottom. So it says that was a 7.5 out of 10, Dave. Well done.
Okay, Ms. Casey.
Dave,
love it.
Was it the 99 that let you down? I can see a 99 there.
It was the 99 on Thursday and the pint. That let me down. But I was at a funeral. How could you not have a 99 in the pint?
Yeah. No, that's the combo.
It was going so well.
Is he having a 99 in the pint? Oh, but he's at a funeral.
Fair enough.
You would have wanted.
You listening. How would a 200 euro one for all voucher sound to you this morning?
Oh, that sounds very nice.
Delightful.
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty nice.
What I like about a one for all voucher is you can get them like to deliver you food. Like you can pay for your food for delivery.
Can I also say to businesses who don't accept them, losers.
Yeah, totally agree.
What are you afraid of?
Yeah, what's your problem?
Why are you shying away from community and togetherness?
I absolutely agree. Losers, get on board. Listen, this week on the show, we are teaming up with Vodafone, Ireland's most reliable network.
Yeah, Vodafone wants to show you just how enriching it is to connect with people and how it has the positive power to change the way you look at life, people and communities. Ultimately, inspiring us to connect to more, showing that every connection counts.
They have given us a €200 one for all voucher to give away each day this week. So every day we're going to play you a stranger's tale, a story from a stranger about strangers, and we've blanked a word out of the story. If you can guess the missing word and we call you back, you will win that €200 one for all voucher.
Ooh. Okay, nice one. So look, let's all listen closely to this, and we're trying to figure out the word that has been blanked out. We will give you some options for multiple choice, so don't be worrying.
Right, I was in India a few years ago. I had to go there for work, and I was out one night and I heard an Irish accent, and I was drawn. So I went over, got talking to the lad, and he tells me he's from Wexford. Turns out I used to go to the same caravan park near where he lives. Absolute besties now, ever since, and I've actually gone to visit him loads on his farm in Wexford. Matt.
So something farm in Wexford.
Some kind of type of farm. So essentially, this girl went on a work trip to India. She met a guy from Wexford. She went to visit him on his something farm. The options we have for you to fill in the blank is A, alpaca farm, B, dairy farm, C, apple farm.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like big farm.
Or D, chicken farm. So we'll just run through those again because I know it's very ambiguous, isn't it?
Mm.
Do you think she went to visit him in Wexford on his A, alpaca farm.
A
B
for
dairy,
alpaca.
A for alpaca, B dairy, C apple, D chicken. Do you see what I'm doing there?
I think an apple farm is called an orchard.
So true.
So I don't think it's that.
Right.
Yeah. Process of elimination.
I don't think we can rule out anything else really though, can we?
No, probably not.
I will say
there are a lot of alpacas around the place at the moment.
Are there?
Yeah.
In Wexford.
They're a real trend.
They're all over Ireland, and influencers are putting up videos of rubbing their heads and feeding them carrots. So make of that what you will. You know?
Okay.
Can I say this much? I've said it now.
I don't think they're gatekeeping the alpacas. It's just an influencer thing.
It's exclusively
the alpacas, specifically. Like, how many followers do you have?
You need to have a matching gym set if you want to come here.
Do not touch me if you don't have a discount code.
Okay, so listen, what do you think the answer is? I think we've, yeah. Anyway, 087 711 103. Throw your answer over to us in a WhatsApp and you could win a €200 one for all voucher on the show this morning.
Nice.
Maybe the fella from Wexford was an influencer.
I hope so.
Dublin travel with Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
Can I check on him?
I'm fine.
Just a bit
big
of cough,
cough
there, do you?
With the mic's up.
Big cough.
Big cough.
God.
It was the ad break.
That's the worst bit.
7:32, what is the story out there, Emily? Good morning. Lauren is standing by this morning. Did you have a good weekend, Lauren?
It was good. I had a nice weekend.
Any crack? Any news to tell us? Any gossip?
Any stories?
Not really. I was just down visiting family in Cavan.
Oh,
of course.
Cavan.
I was in Cavan as well. I hope you had a great time.
Sorry, two people were in Cavan.
Yeah, and that was the population.
I love Cavan because it sounds like the accent is like the Dark accent. It
kind of
sounds
good,
like
hi.
That. The only difference is they're a lot cheaper than in Cavan.
Come here, right? Lauren, we played you a clip. We want to get you a €200 one for all voucher up, thanks to Vodafone. Essentially, we heard from a girl who was away on a work trip in India and she met a guy from Wexford. She went to visit him on a farm and you were trying to figure out what type of farm he might have in Wexford. What do you think?
An alpaca farm.
An alpaca farm.
And I wonder how you got that idea.
I wonder. Let's see if she's right.
And I've actually gone to visit him loads on his alpaca farm in Wexford.
Hey!
Yay. Oh my God. Nice. Alpaca farms, they're a real thing now. That's bizarre. Okay, well, Lauren, congratulations just for guessing alpaca farm. You have won yourself a €200 one for all voucher. Oh, thanks to Vodafone.
Thanks so much.
You're
That's
very
brilliant.
Welcome.
Thank
have
you.
A fantastic week.
Bye, Lauren.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. If you want to win a €200 one for all voucher, we'll give you another chance. Same time tomorrow on the show.
So last week on the show, Emma did a ChatGPT thing where it basically you have to... She got mine and Dave's time of birth, date of birth, blah, blah, blah. And it kind of said, what did it say about us? Like,
it was basically trying to talk about your past lives
past
and what you were
lives.
Up to in your past lives.
That
yes.
was it. And I love a bit of that now.
Mm.
Oh, I live for it. So that, oh, hello. How are you doing? So that inspired me to be thinking about our rising signs, our moon signs, our sun signs, because
yeah.
I had a big revelation when you were getting us to get our time of birth, date, whatever. And I always thought I was born at 6:20 a.m. But then my parents told me I was actually born at 6:20 p.m. Thank you for the neglect. All these years of my life, I've always thought I was a Gemini rising, but I'm actually...
A nightmare.
A a Taurus rising.
You're
so I'm
Taurus
in your
rising,
house.
Dave. So does everything make more sense now to you that you know you're a Taurus
I'm
rising?
I'm still trying to adjust to my new personality.
I understand.
Okay? It's a lot. So for anyone who doesn't know, your sun sign is your star sign. So Dave, you're a Taurus.
I'm a Gemini.
Emma, you're a Gemini. Callum, you're a Sagittarius, which I am still trying to process.
Oh my God, he's such a sag, isn't he?
I don't think
so.
Oh
my God.
They're very they're very carefree, spur of the moment, go with the flow.
Yeah, he's not go with the flow in work, but it's not at work. He's a madman.
Oh, is he? He's a bit of a legend. Yeah. I don't know. We went on our date on Friday and he was still very organised. I, of course, was late. Okay, so basically, for anyone who doesn't know, your sun sign is your original sign. That's your core identity, your ego, your motivations, and your fundamental personality traits. So if we were like, Emma, she's such a Gemini, that's, you know.
Split personality.
Hey, no, they have great things as well, but I know they get a bad rep.
They do, yeah.
Okay. This is not a segment, by the way. This is just a once-off. It'll be done in 3 minutes.
Dave! Lean in. It's a bit of bloody crack. Okay, so your moon sign, right, your moon sign is kind of the side of you that only your close friends and family see. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So I'm a Sagittarius moon.
Okay.
Like Callum. So Sagittarius are a bit carefree, a bit argumentative.
So when no one's looking, Fiona's really organised.
I will bait the absolute head off you. And I get organised, allegedly. Your rising sign determines the first impressions you make, the way others see you, and your attitude. So your sun sign is what you think you are. Your rising sign is what others are actually thinking of you. So it's interesting. I did yours, Dave. You are
that was
wall
a noise.
To wall. Yeah, I loved it. You are wall to wall Taurus. You're an Aquarius in the middle. So that's how your friends and family see you. That's kind of like creative, independent, a visionary with a strong sense of individuality. But on either side, you're Taurus.
It's funny, when it's about me, I don't mind.
That's what everyone loves
typical
with star signs.
Typical Taurus.
No one wants to hear it until we're describing them. So you're a lot of Taurus going on. So you like your routine.
Mm-hmm.
You like things just so.
Yeah.
And you might struggle with a bit of change. And you like your, let's say, protecting your inner peace.
Hell yeah.
Would that be right?
That would be right, yeah. But I'd imagine if you described me with the characteristics of a Leo, I'd probably say, yep, totally, that's me.
Nah, you're definitely not a Leo.
No, you're not really Leo. But you are, Emma. You are a Leo moon. So
that is
the side of you that only a few select people see. So Leo, they kind of love, they're like a bit of razzle-dazzle giving it the jazz hands. They love a bit of a spotlight. But yeah, Gemini. Mm. And then rising, you're a Scorpio. So you might be very protective of the ones you love. Mm. You might be into kind of some freaky stuff.
Oh, like what?
The Scorpion.
You know, you might be bringing some interesting elements into the bedroom.
Oh, wow.
You like,
is that what it says?
That's what I say.
Oh,
about these things. And I've been studying the stars for years. Okay, so do we work well together? That is the question.
So the three of us?
Yes. Yeah. I started off with Taurus and Gemini. So that's you two who've allegedly been working together for how long? 10 years.
Allegedly. There's proof.
Well,
this
can be a tricky combination, as Taurus prefers routine and stability, while Gemini thrives and change and new experiences.
Mm.
So when
that's not you.
What do you think?
What do you mean?
You don't like change.
Nah, I don't really.
When Emma's like, do you know what? It's a 7 a.m. show. I'm going to wake up at 6:50 a.m. That will be rattling you to bits.
Oh, yeah.
To pieces.
Yeah.
Whereas you're like, I need my pen at the top of the seat where it goes. I need everything organized.
And if someone has changed my seat in studio, I'm going to have a meltdown.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
While Gemini, Emma might see Taurus as too rigid. Speak to that? Yes, no?
Stop causing drama, Fiona.
Yeah, God's sake.
Well, interestingly, because I'm a Libra, I'm the peacemaker in between you guys.
Right.
Okay, so Taurus and Libra, that's you and me, Dave. These two signs can complement each other well.
Good.
Just well. Not amazingly.
Doesn't give you any of it. Just like, user grant.
Taurus.
Why didn't we do this for your interview? We should have got a better person.
That's working. Taurus's stability pairs nicely with Libra's search for balance and beauty. So it's lucky the two of you are both rides, because otherwise I wouldn't work here. Thank you. Libra can help Taurus see things from a more diplomatic or fair perspective. So I can basically virtue signal to you, which we cannot confirm whether or not I've been doing that since we're here. Taurus can provide a grounded, practical approach. I think you've helped me with all sorts of things since I've been started. However, both signs can sometimes be stubborn, so finding compromise is key.
What about us two, Fiona?
Oh, this is a stronger match, as both Gemini and Libra are air signs, which makes them mentally stimulating and communicative. They can engage in deep conversations, like when we go out for a work drink and everyone's gone, but you and me are putting the world to rights. And share a love for intellectual pursuits, socializing, and exploring new ideas. However, both may struggle with indecisiveness or avoiding difficult decisions.
Mm.
interesting.
I completely zoned out when it wasn't about me. That was amazing.
That's normally so Taurus.
It's just because you're rising moon this morning, babe.
I'm so rising.
Tate McRae now. This is Revolving Swordsman.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Tate McRae, that's called Revolving Door. You're on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Great gig on Friday, Tate. Mine and Callum's first
date. Was she good?
Oh my God, she was incredible. The dancing, I just haven't seen anything like that in years. I was having a great time until Callum Googled her date of birth.
Oh, don't be at that.
Right back
Oh, come on.
Guys,
what is she?
2003.
She was born in 2003.
She was born in 2003.
She is, no, she is 2003.
She's ancient. She can dance like that.
She's 21 years old and like, she's been around a good few years as
that
well.
That is illegal. If you are considering achieving anything of that level before turning 30, just really consider what that does
to
your peers.
Oh, come on, 40?
No, it's sick in the head.
You know what's funny as well? Like, obviously, like, she's amazing, but it's funny, we've talked about this before, Dave in particular, when he like loves a football player and then you realise they're like 19, you're like, oh,
is this weird?
Where
like,
is can I? Growing...
She's my Yamal, yeah.
You'd always think like that these big stars are like older than you.
Yes, surely. Just because of the level that they're at. But now the like born, where were you for 9/11 thing isn't even relevant. She wasn't even, her ma probably hadn't met her dad.
Yeah.
Like we need to like do a new new scale.
Yeah.
She was an absolute superstar. Unbelievable.
Oh, incredible.
Unbelievable.
I have to say, Callum gets so obsessed very quickly.
Fiona saw another side of me on Friday.
Because I was like, at the start of it, I was like, I actually don't know many Tate McRae songs. And Callum was like, yeah, me neither. And then like the album tracks and he knows every single word.
Was he giving it welly?
Dropping taint to the floor.
He ate McRae.
He ate McRae.
Left no crumbs.
Like 2 months ago, he wasn't even a big fan. Then one day he went, I love Tate McRae.
Oh, he's a stan.
Spins Fully Charged is on. Waking you up with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m. Spin. 103.8. Dublin.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Your
number one hit music station.
Hello, hope you had a lovely weekend.
Hey, what's happening? Happy Monday.
Emma, I can't help but notice that sizable vessel of what looks like bodily fluid there
on
your desk this morning.
That is kind of a family share.
It's a sample from all of the members of our family.
No, it's apple juice. It's apple juice.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'd say as well.
It's one of those large bottles that really should be at home in my fridge to fill like multiple glasses throughout the week. But this morning as I was leaving the house, do you know when you need your mouth to just taste something nice?
Sure.
No, such a weird way of phrasing that.
But my point is like, what I was like, I don't know, I woke up and I was like, water, coffee. I was like, I saw the apple juice and I was like, I need that right now.
I do get that sometimes when you wake up and you're like, I'd love a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's really
bad
for you.
Advertising really works. Yeah. That was Emma's Hinge prompt. I would need my mouth to taste like something nice.
Jesus, Fiona. So I'd say, my fellas at home going, where's the apple juice? Anyway, I have it. I'm kind of done with it now, though, because I got the nice taste off.
Yeah.
And it reminds me that my sister always talked about her friend in school, Kate, that every morning without fail, Kate would go to the shop before school and get a bottle of Lucozade.
Oh.
And then she'd take one sip and offer it out to everyone. Anyone a Lucozade?
What?
Right.
And she'd always say, what? I just want something to crunch up my throat.
Oh my God, have crunch mouthwash, off. Kate.
No,
for God's sake.
Do you get what I mean? She just likes the kind of crunchiness in her throat after having a drop of Lucozade, then she'd offer it up every
But sorry, the communal bottle of Lucozade. Like, what?
That's
but
really bizarre, though. Like, I wonder, was there one person who was like, can't wait for her to buy her Lucozade now this morning?
Oh, I'd say it was handed out among all the friends. It's like, oh, Tuesday, it's my day to have the Lucozade.
Everyone gets a little cap.
Yeah, now what are we talking? Red, orange, or sport?
OG.
Okay.
Oh, you couldn't do sport in the morning.
Oh my God, it's the most depressing drink.
Lucozade sport.
I know you'd love it because you're a lad.
After a run, a Lucozade sport is like my treat. I run a kilometre more to go specifically to the shop because they do Lucozade Sport, the big bottle.
Is that not just
to be honest. It actually probably is, but it's so good. Mm. It's so, so good.
Yeah, you would slay at a hotel breakfast if you just came in with that in your handbag. Do you know the way you get the thimble size, like bottle, like glasses of juice?
Don't worry, I brought my own jug.
Spin is
your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
And tonight from 7, a brand new show coming to the airwaves. It's been. It is our Jamie Maguire staying put, teaming up now with Faye Short, another comedian. Fiona, how do you feel about that?
I'm just excited not to be the new girl, even though I'm scared she's going to get everything way quicker than me and she'll be like, she's going to be showing me around just because I'm like painfully slow at grasping anything. So Faye, please play dumb in the office.
Jamie and Faye kicking off on Spin. It's going to be the crack from
what
7 o'clock tonight.
It's too late now. I'll be in bed for that now. I'll catch it on the podcast. Listen, on Friday we were talking about Monday's show. After the show we were talking about and we were planning, you know, this show. Mm-hmm. Believe us, actually, this show gets planned. I know it just sounds like we just come in and just speak.
Such an easy job. You just go in and talk.
Yeah, no, we actually...
We do a little bit of thought.
Yeah. A little bit of thinking. So we were talking about Monday's show and I was eating, so I couldn't really say much. So I just did a few And then I realised everyone can understand me and I haven't said a word for the entire meeting. Because I was like,
And then if Callum was like, what do you think of this? He'd be like,
We're like, okay, that's a no.
Now maybe it's because I'm so performative naturally. Maybe it just comes to me. Or maybe it's just because you know me so well that you just totally understand me. So I've come up with a list of things I want to at, right? So I could be saying something, I could be doing something, or I could be feeling something, like almost like an emotion or something like that, right? So I want you to guess what I'm saying or what I'm doing or what I'm feeling just through my hmms. Okay. But what I'm going to need you to do is close your eyes and not look at me.
Because I love this.
I will most likely do some sort of facial expression, which I don't want to give it away.
Imagine we opened our eyes and he was like right up in our face. We're like, Okay, look, it's an immersive experience.
Okay, so eyes closed, please. And we're going to start off with some easy hms.
That means okay. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Cool.
And like...
Affirmative.
Don't means, love what you're saying.
Yes.
That's fine. Yeah. No, you don't like that. No.
No, I don't like that. That is a negative.
Yeah. Oh, you really like what just happened to you.
Or you're trying to come to terms with it and you're like, I'm in shock, but I'm trying to stay with you.
May you please...
You're reading too much into it, Fiona.
Could you please?
Okay. You're not that deep a guy. Okay, you love it.
Yes.
Yeah, you
happy.
Really like it. Yeah. Yeah, you're not that bothered. You're
not into.
Yeah, all right. So there's the easy ones, right? You've yes, no, you've happy, sad, right? But there are a lot more that you can at. Yeah. So for example, I might go.
I hear that one a lot. That just sounds like the way you are every day. You're just do that one again. Yeah, that's just what I'm trying to talk to you. So that you're just on.
You
that's,
hate
that's uninterest.
It's actually angry, right? Yeah.
Oh gosh.
My anger would be like.
This is too obvious because that's a bit of a growl.
Okay, so does that mean you're angry with me that much every day?
No, it's just who I am as a person. All right, are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Oh, saucy. You and Pippa are having a good time.
Yeah.
I have written down sexy.
Okay.
Correct.
Now, this one, quite similar to the one I did there before, but have a listen.
Disinterest.
Yeah,
it's
just not
mad at us. It's annoyed. Us.
You're not enjoying the show. You're just a bit irritated.
You want to get out of here.
How about this one?
Sorry.
Sounds like the end of a very good time.
Your private moment,
No, it doesn't.
Bit NSFW.
Who have you been with? Ew.
That is fully what it sounds like to me.
That sounds like...
Dave, that is disgusting.
Please leave my house. Okay, disgusting. That was scared.
Sometimes really? It is a scary experience.
Can I please get back to my hmms?
We're listening.
Here's my new hmm.
More the same. Dave, you dirty dog.
That's just loving.
Yeah, we know it's loving.
That's
the issue.
It doesn't get any better.
Oh, can I have another one, please?
Okay, I'll have it this one.
Oh, for God's sake.
I did not think it was going to go this way. That's the noise the girl makes.
That's just what the fun's about about to start.
No.
Oh, can I open my eyes?
Yes.
I'm so done. Oh, God, I'm going to get sick. You can imagine, as soon as I get cracking on this, that people are not happy. But essentially, the short of it is James Corden, who has an interesting relationship with the public. Mm. I personally never found him that offensive. I understand some people might find him a bit annoying. Mm. I have huge respect for him because he created Gavin and Stacey, one of my favourite shows ever.
I actually agree with you. Like, he gets a lot of hate. I was never really that much of a hater of James Corden. I think he's absolutely fine. I don't think about him enough to hate him.
No.
But like, I can understand people don't like that he's in everything.
Yeah, he shows up a lot, I guess.
Yeah, he did Gavin and Stacey. That was funny. Then he got skinny and his true personality came out, which is...
There was that awful story about him a few years ago about with how rude he was to someone who worked in a restaurant. Yeah. Anyway, the reason that people are giving out about him today is because he may or may not be considering a political career. He kind of expressed this interest, reportedly, in running for mayor of London, right? Now,
He's done everything else.
I can imagine, though, this is one of those situations where he was probably questioned by someone about it. He might have gone, why not?
Yeah.
And now they're all running. Exactly.
Yeah. So the agent was like, right, you've done the plays, the movies, the TV shows, the reality. Do you want to do politics?
What other profession does everyone hate?
Yeah. It'd be
perfect.
You can imagine, though, the headlines going around on the back of something that he half-heartedly said or whatever. He said he enjoys political debate when he was talking to political figures and podcast hosts on the back of the BAFTAs. And he respects those who run for office, he said. Mm-hmm. And this is exactly what we were just deliberating. He said that the idea of running for mayor was floated during then, but the current mayor of London will step down in 2028, so there is a position there. And he is living there now full time back in the UK. He bought an £11.5 million home in the northwest of London.
Man of the people.
That's what I was thinking. At the moment, we just have a new mayor here in Dublin. Were you aware? I was not till I googled this morning. Her name is Emma Blane.
Is Emma the mayor now?
Emma's the mayor.
She's a Rathmines girl.
Is she?
Yeah.
She's Fianna Gael, isn't she?
Yeah. Pink hair, so she's cool.
One of those edgy Fianna Gaelers we've been hearing about.
Have I accidentally mentioned Emma Blane, and is it that she's kicking off her tenure as of literally today?
I thought she was already the mayor.
Okay, let me just check there. But I was thinking of other people as well. If we're going to go down the James Corden route, who might actually fit the bill in Ireland? Is it just today?
No, she's been the mayor since the 18th of December. Yeah. They rotate every year.
Yeah.
Sure.
So they don't stay very long.
She's got pink hair, lads. She's super cool.
She's so cool.
So relatable.
All right, are you like...
Do you fancy her? Or?
On the campaign trail?
I mean, she's actually quite good looking, to be fair.
She's very attractive. Yeah. I looked at her this morning. Right. I was like, you're a gorgeous girl. Hozier would be a great mayor.
Yes.
He obviously is very outspoken on human rights anyway. He's very big on environment stuff. He's great on social justice and he'd look sexy in chains.
Would we get him out of the woods to do
That's
his
true.
Beauties?
Yeah, I don't think so. He'd probably hate a lot of it, but I think he'd be... He'd be fit.
Can you imagine, though, the chain? The chain would, like, he'd replace the chain with, like, walnuts or something.
Yeah. Oh, that would look good.
Lads, I have it down, though. Joe Duffy's just announced his retirement.
Oh.
Can you imagine Joe
I could
Duffy.
Totally imagine him going into,
He'd
like...
He'd be brilliant.
Yeah. As president, though, I'd imagine he will go for president in a couple of years. Something like that,
Joe
The thing about it is, as well, is, like, the role of mayor, really, you're kind of symbolic, aren't you? You're showing up at events.
Yeah.
It's very much...
no power.
Etc. So maybe that wouldn't suit Joe, but obviously he's very familiar and he's very empathic and people adore him, so...
I remember it was a good couple of years ago, it was one of my favourite Dublin Lord Mayor stories where one of them, I can't remember what his name was, like, he used up all his bar allocation in like 3 months.
Stop.
He gave away all the pints within 3 months.
No way.
So funny.
I didn't know you had like an allowance.
Yeah, it's like for those corporate events or whatever that they do, and it was like, yeah, we used it all in 3 months.
Finally, for now, I know that there's been talk about panty bliss when it comes to present for so long time, Queen of Ireland, but if you don't want to go for that panty, just do mayor of Dublin for now. Like, dip the toe and etc.
That would be very good.
See how it feels.
I like the thought of it going back to like if another radio station was doing this, they'd be like, do you know who should be president? It should be, or mayor, it should be Barry Keoghan.
Oh,
I should be the driver of the 15B.
Tell us how you really feel, Dave.
It'd be my deli worker makes me chicken fillet rolls.
Yeah. So fair.
Now, I thought I had revealed everything about myself to you guys, but this morning I forgot one tiny detail that I'm going to reveal right now. I am a bit of a Daniel O'Donnell stan.
Oh, God.
Big fan of his work.
As in wee Daniel O'Donnell?
Wee Daniel. Big fan of his work on and off the lovely stage. I think he's the best. I think he, like, does so much great stuff for the community off camera, like during COVID when he was outside the nursing homes just playing free gigs in the windows.
Yeah.
Everyone was, like, pushing their beds. I think he's the best.
He's a gorgeous, gorgeous man, in fairness.
A gorgeous man inside and out.
I loved the video of him and the wife. Do you remember when they were trying to set up a Zoom?
Oh my God, that was so good.
Was it Mary?
Magella,
sorry.
Dave, this is important lore.
Look, honestly, this is something that really has confused me for a long time. And I know it's like kind of unspoken in Ireland that where it's like, Daniel O'Donnell, I don't understand.
You don't get it?
I don't get it. It's I know it's kind of like a meme to like him. But I'm like, I don't even know
what
he does.
It's not like a meme, Dave.
He's a singer,
right?
It's like
an important part of Irish identity. He's a singer, but he's so much more than that. So I think a bit of this my boyfriend Dwayne's family are all from Donegal, and they're from Daniel Town. Daniel O'Donnell gave Dwayne's dad's Irish grinds when he was growing up.
He's
from like a few doors down.
Didn't realise he was a nepo baby.
And now he lives in Dunlow, and Dwayne's granny sees him in Little all the time.
Oh, he's
does Daniel shop in Little?
Oh, he does. Oh my God, he's very, very financially savvy. Like, did you see him on Room to Improve? He wasn't taking any of Dermot's shite. He was like, these doors are fine. Like, he'd come in to completely redo the house.
And
Daniel was like, my wee house doesn't need any work at all. So anyway, my mom's friend Christine is also a huge fan of Daniel O'Donnell. Her and her mother, who's like in her 90s, they go to see him every year.
So this is your mom's friend and
Christine,
her mother.
And her mother. And she came into a bit of bother this year. The Daniel O'Donnell concert was on in Bord Gáis a week or so ago. Well, Christine got called in for jury duty.
Oh, no.
You know, big trouble. What's she going to do? She was like, can I tell the judge about the Daniel O'Donnell concert? Like, will he understand that? Will I just say, listen, judge, like, we've tickets bought already?
It's like me being like, listen, lad, sorry, I have to go to a lecture picnic.
Exactly.
What to do?
Yeah. My sister's a barrister as well, so she was really trying to, like, chime in and get the inside view.
If you got, like, a country judge, they would totally understand.
Oh, my God. But also, Christine, you are a full-time carer for your elderly mother.
Yeah.
Daniel O'Donnell doesn't need to enter the equation. You don't need to mention the concert at all. Just say, I'm a carer. And she just wanted to show off that she was going to Daniel, basically. But here's just an example of how nice Daniel is. So in the end, she did get off jury duty. But Christine's mom had a fall and she didn't get to go to Daniel O'Donnell at all.
No.
And I was trying to pull my strings with Dwayne. I was like, can you please record get Daniel to record a little message for Mary. But anyway, they found a way. They wrangled their way backstage afterwards. And he made a little voice note for Mary. And this was what it sounded like.
Mary, this is Daniel here, and I know you were supposed to be here tonight, but you're in the hospital, and I hope that you'll recover, and the next time, please God, we'll be about, you'll be here with bells on. God bless, and lots of love to you. Bye-bye.
I take it all back. I love him.
See, that's all you need to hear. He's so beautiful.
And hello, Mary.
If you watch that video, his sequins blazer is glistening and the glasses are on the bottom of the nose and he's trying to figure out which way to hold the camera. He's just, I love
him.
What
a beautiful man. I love that in the background there's like a gathering of people who are like supporting this message
as
well.
Yeah, exactly. We all stand beside you, Mary.
Now, let's ease ourselves into this brand new week. Let's hear that again.
Mary.
Yes.
This is Daniel here.
Oh, it's on the screen.
And I know you were supposed to be here tonight, but you're in the hospital. And I hope that you'll recover, and the next time, please God, we'll be about, you'll be here with bells on. God bless, and lots of love to you. Bye-bye.
What a great man.
I love how we started off this link with Dave saying it's a meme to like Daniel O'Donnell, and now he's gazing lovingly at the screen.
He's my favourite person in the world. Wee Daniel. He's here. Daniel is here. Oh my God. Here he is.
We were telling you that all this week we have a chance for you to win your way to Taste of Dublin.
Now, we're getting tasty up in here with Taste of Dublin, in association with international furnishing retailer Yisk. Enjoy Ireland's best chefs, hottest restaurants, finest singers, artists and producers, and incredible live musical entertainment where food lovers feast. It's nice that it's back.
It's nice, of course,
because it always means the weather is going to be nice, everyone's eating good food, and oh yeah, it's good vibes.
Good food, vibes. Good food.
One thing I would say, if you're going to taste, and a regret of mine in my past trips, bring a picnic blanket.
Oh, that's a good shout.
Yeah, bring a little picnic blanket.
Wear your sun cream.
Oh, well, that's always a given. On to give this a go this morning to win with Taste of Dublin and hopefully with Yusk at the end of the week. Zoe, what are you up to this morning?
I'm just on the school run.
Oh, very good. Wait, is it the secondary school or primary school?
Primary school.
Okay.
Junior
infants. And what are you doing for the rest of the day after you do the drop off?
I'm just going to wait to go back and do the skill run again.
Right, okay, fair enough.
Well, it's a good day to be waiting around, get yourself out in the sun,
yeah,
and enjoy.
Yeah, too.
100%.
Would you be going to Taste of Dublin regardless of us, Zoe?
Yeah, my boyfriend is actually a foodie, so.
Okay. Foodies terrify me.
I like how you're not identifying yourself as that. So,
yeah,
you can go along. He'll pick the good stalls for you to go to.
Be a nice present for him, Zoe.
So, Zoe, how the game works is we've got 30 seconds on the clock and producer Callum is going to hold up a load of different words to do with food and we are going to describe them to you without saying the actual word and you have to guess the word that we're describing. So, the more points you score, the better chance you'll have at the end of the week to win that €1,000 Yisk voucher. But first, Zoe, you have to pick who do you want to play with, Emma, Dave or Fiona?
Who's going to do the describe it for you?
Emma.
Oh, Christ.
Emma, okay. Honestly, good decision, Zoe. I'm terrible at this.
Okay.
So
30
bad.
Seconds on the clock, Zoe. I'll do my best for you. Keep shouting out guesses. Let's try and get loads of points on the board for you, okay?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, let's go. It comes from a chicken. You might have it on your toast. You can crack it open. Yeah. This is something that you might have on your holidays. It's very cold. You buy it in the shop. You cut it up. It's a fruit.
Watermelon.
Yeah.
Yes. This is something, it's so delicious. You have it on pizza. It's you can get it grated or say again.
Cheese.
Yeah, lovely. This is very, you might put it in a drink. It's not lime, it's the other one.
Lemon.
Yeah. This is something that you might have with your chicken. Chicken fried what?
Fried.
Yeah. On the buzzer.
Woo!
That was very good,
Zoe.
Zoe,
what a player.
Yeah, well, and Emma, well done on describing that. That's incredible. You got a score today, Zoe, of 5. Right, so obviously you're our first player, so you automatically go top of the leaderboard. That means the next person has to beat 5. If everyone for the rest of the week gets 5, because you were first, you win that Yisk voucher.
All right, love.
Yay.
Also, hats off to you for guessing watermelon based on something that you have on holidays that's a fruit.
That was very good.
I only guessed that because I have a new baby. He's 9 months and watermelon is his fruit of the month.
Oh, amazing. Well, Zoe, listen, you are top of the leaderboard to win that Yisk voucher and you already have won those tickets to Taste of Dublin, so congratulations for that.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Have
Enjoy
a great
it,
day, Zoe.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Same time tomorrow, giving you the chance to win a €1,000 Yisk voucher and obviously your tickets as well to Taste of Dublin.
Sorted.
And don't forget, Taste is on from Thursday 12th to Sunday 15th of June in Merrion Square. And if you don't win your tickets with us, you can get them now at tasteofdublin.ie.
It always sells out, doesn't it?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Super flat out for a bit of grub.
I just got a good laugh off this last night. My cousin has moved in with his lady.
Ooh.
And they have a bit of land in Wexford, what? Right? So they started off with 2 golden retriever puppies, absolutely beautiful dogs, met them a few weeks ago. But since then, they have hatched their own chickens, they have their own chicken hut, and he went out yesterday and came back with 2 ducks.
No
oh
way.
Oh my God.
So I asked him yesterday in the...
When you say he went out, like, where did he go?
He said, so we went to a barbecue today and ended up coming home with these, and there's just 2 ducks in his video.
Oh my God.
So I just said, look, Luke, I need the names of all the animals you've collected over the last number of weeks. So he said, the ducks are called Donald and Daisy.
Of course.
The chickens, he said, the big mean chicken is called Karen. The lavender pair are called Martin and Josie. The 3 baby chicks are Molly, Sheila and Bridie. Fanula is the... Very rude. He said, the fat chick.
Ooh.
He said, the other chicks from the incubator are the boys. So they have all changed now to Jimmy, Michael and Christopher. And obviously then we have the 2 retriever pups and they are Belle and Blue. We have 5 fish, don't have names. I'm thinking Fred, Finn, Fidelma, Frida and Frank.
What the hell?
Sorry, this is my dream.
I'm like, man, you need to open a pet farm.
Sounds like he has one.
Literally, in his own back garden.
I feel like lads in Wexford pubs are going around with duck eggs in their pockets, like for sure. Being like, anyone for a duck around the garden?
Call it Daisy, call it Donald, huh?
103.8 Dublin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, what's happening?
What's the crack?
How are we?
Good morning, guys. New love language just dropped.
Go on.
Big news. Do you know love languages like acts of service, little gift, quality time? The new
touch
one.
Touch is one, isn't
touch,
it?
Touch, yes. The new one is putting sun cream on your boyfriend. Does Pippa put sun cream on you?
No, she doesn't.
Do you put it on yourself? Do you remember to put it on going out the door?
Yeah, well, not out the door, but like if I'm ever like sunbathing. And to be fair, I'm not going to lie, the last couple of weeks, I've been sunbathing. Okay?
Yeah.
It's been unbelievable.
Well, brag. Okay, you're a great boy.
Do you have a tan line, Dave?
No, I don't tan.
Right, okay.
But to be fair, the only thing I have is factor 50. I'm not getting anywhere near my skin.
But you wouldn't tan, like whether you had 10 or 50 on, it would be the same. Like you're not going to burn or tan or whatever.
Right,
like
okay.
Just, you know?
Are you sponsored by sun cream?
I really am. Do you put sun cream on Jack?
I did it just a bit to get reached, like his back or whatever.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. Dwayne is literally my son. I have to put sun cream on him. And the other day he got burnt and I was like, Dwayne. And he was like, you didn't put sun cream on me. And I'm seeing so many memes recently that are like, if your girl doesn't put sun cream on you, she doesn't love you.
Oh my God.
And I've seen like lads on the beach being like waiting for my sun cream to be applied so I can go play. And girls, like, their face.
So he blamed you.
Oh yeah, 100%. So now I have to keep it by the door.
Oh my God.
And when we're walking out, I have to be like, put that on.
Pippa needs to step up her game.
No, but you're doing it yourself. You're very advanced.
I'm a big boy.
You are. You're one of those big boys.
And you're marrying this man.
I know.
One day Dwayne's going to be big and strong like me.
Hopefully. When will it happen?
Emma, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like Spin.
It's Chapel Rowan and Pink Pony Club. You're listening to Spin, Summer's number one hit music station.
Morning.
Look, everyone knows at this point, in case you're brand new to the show and you're like, oh, I like these three people. Well, welcome in. You may not know, and you might be the only person who does know, that I got a puppy 3 months ago.
Yes.
His name is Seamus. He's great. He's gorgeous. Big fan. He's a little joy, and I'm obsessed with him. And I suppose when you're getting a puppy, I suppose you get a lot of warnings. Like my mom and my granny and all were like, what are you doing? You're going to be so limited. You're going to be so restricted. Like, don't do it. Don't do it. And I remember saying to you at the time when I went ahead and got it, I was like, no, I'm getting him. It was like, oh, okay. Well, just be aware of that.
I literally wrote since 2020, I've wrote a journal entry every night.
Yeah, and
like around this time, like maybe 4 years ago, 5 years ago, I was like, so I'm getting a dog and really, really excited about it. And now I'm reading that and I'm going, thank God. God, I didn't get a job. Thank God.
I like the good.
But it's great that you have one.
The good outweighs the bad so much, but I suppose the most stressful thing is care for the dog, okay? So I'm heading to Italy on Friday, and that's fine. That's all organised. He's going to go on his holidays to Waterford for 2 weeks.
Nice.
And that's all good. But then, I know, cheeky, I'm away for another few days the following week, and this is where I'm stuck, right? So I downloaded all the apps, the Paw Shake and the...
What is that?
Good dog.
The Justy, the Hinge.
No, there's basically dog care apps that you can download where there's like people who take on dogs, do dog boarding, not necessarily at kennels, but there could be people in your area who are willing to take your dog for a few
into
days.
Their house.
It's a big kind of moneymaker for lots of people or whatever. To be honest, on the back of being on these apps, I'm like, why am I not doing this the other
and
time?
It's a
great way to make a few bob.
It's nice for people who maybe can't have a dog in their place full time, but they love dogs.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. But here's the thing. I started on this mission to get care for Seamus in June. I would say 3 weeks ago now, and I've just been hit with brick wall after brick wall. It's a nightmare.
Why? What's the problems?
This is what I'm saying. People are just so non-committal, right? You think, and it's good money. Like, some of them are charging 40, 45 quid per night.
Wow.
So at the end of the week, when I'm away, say 6 nights, they're making a few quid off.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is kind of the general stuff, and you're kind of, it's almost like, bring it back to Bumble, right?
It's
you send
dating,
the message,
yeah.
You put the effort into the message, and then you get nothing. And back,
right?
So, or you might wait 24
Story
hours
of my life.
And you might get back. Sorry, I hadn't updated my calendar. I'm actually unavailable on those dates. Or you might get, I actually don't take dogs that big. I'm like, what do you mean that big? He's a puppy.
Yeah, why are you body shaming?
The other one would be like, I don't take puppies.
Or fine. account no longer found after you messaged.
But just here's a vibe of the type of message I would send. I've changed the names, right, just because it's a small community over there. So I'd say, like, hi, Danielle. Hope you're doing well, enjoying the sun. Really nice and, you know, lick, 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 lick. I'm away mid-June.
Like a dog.
I'm wondering if you'd be interested or available to care for a six-month-old pup. He's a Labrador Beagle mix. He's full of energy and love. Let me know if you have any questions. And thanks, Mel, right? 24 hours later, a reply comes in. And I'm like, yes, I think we're on something here. I think we got something here. She's replied. This is a reply I get. Literally, hi, does Seamus eat a lot?
Oh. Does Seamus eat a lot? He's a dog.
Yeah.
Six words. Hi, does Seamus eat a lot?
You're like, yeah, no crumbs.
Like, do you mean food or like your shoes?
Yeah,
or like,
yeah.
What are we, what? Right?
Yeah, that's
not. So, for
not
example,
good.
Similar message would go to Seb. And I'd say, you know, what's the story, Seb? Same as the situation.
There's no way
there.
You made up the name Seb.
I actually did.
Did you?
Yeah, because there was a. The actual letter was an S.
Ah.
And I was trying to think of. Anyway, I'm going to say no more because I will reveal the real name.
She's creative. She's a Gemini.
I was trying to think outside of the S box. And you know, like a lot of the time, I'm realizing now, I'm learning all this, that if you're away, they might just send you a couple of pictures like, oh, we're out in the park.
Oh, yeah.
He's grand, not a bother. Yeah. So my big long message to that goes to Seb. And my reply, again, 24 hours later, you're waiting all day to try and get this sorted. Would you need photos sent to you with updates while you're away? If so, this won't work for me as I'm very busy with work and caring for their dogs.
Oh.
Sorry, what the hell?
Oh my God.
That's where he draws. You don't want that freak looking after your dog.
That's what I said.
Sorry, no.
Said.
Do I have to take photos of... Yeah. Weirdo. Now,
if you don't want to take photos of a dog every 5 seconds, this is not the job
wrong
for
with you. Exactly, exactly.
It's like when you have those, like, you know, people who work in, like, kids' hospitals who hate kids.
Yeah, that's made me cross now.
Yeah, I know, I didn't like that.
Give me his real name.
And the other thing is, I put this on my Instagram the other day, being like, any leads, like, and the amount of people...
any leads.
The amount of people replying, being like, no, can you please share any, like, helpful responses that you get this. There's a woman who messaged me saying that she doesn't have anyone to care for her dog on her wedding day and she's been trying
Stop
for three
it.
Months.
Stop.
I was like, will I take her? I don't know. Maybe I will reply to her and take her dog for the day.
Oh,
she's
God.
Literally getting married. Finally, big message goes to Gemma. Her name's not Gemma. Hi, Emma. As Seamus is only 6 months old, I would have to charge double because I can't take other dogs with a puppy.
Oh, wow.
I said, hi, Gemma. May I ask why Seamus mixes well with other dogs? Gemma says, he'd make the other dogs too excited and it would mean more walks. Also, I would charge extra for any damage she might cause for chewing. So I worked it out. So it was initially €40. She wanted €80 per night, right? €480 for 6 nights, and you may be sure he's going to chew through your Air Max if they're lying around you.
For that much, you could honestly.
She'd be leaving an odd runner around, like she'd put it in his bed.
Yeah,
she
would.
Yeah, yeah.
For that much, you could bring the dog on holidays.
I know.
Do you know what I think your problem is? I think you need to take out energetic out of your sales pitch for Seamus, because that to me says this dog is bleeding mental.
Yeah.
Like, just take out
the fact that he's a dog as well.
Yeah,
that doesn't seem to be working for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Will you take my goldfish?
Perfect.
Just let him look at you.
He's four legs.
Right, it is coming up.
Hairy.
I swear he's a fish.
Rosé Bruno Mars, this is APT. You're listening. Fully charged. Recharged. Belters only and Jazzy on Spin, and a brand new show kicking off on Spin this evening are Jamie and Faye Short. Jamie and Faye launching their brand new show this evening from 7 p.m. on Spin. Make sure to check them out. I know they've got some great stuff planned and they're already having a ball, so
I'm very excited.
Very exciting.
It's going to be a good crack. Obviously, I was saying earlier on that I've been eating healthy for the last week, and I feel like I now have the authority to give everyone health advice.
Okay, please.
So that's exactly what I do on a segment I'm calling Dave the Doc. Welcome back to the Medical Hour with Dave the Doc. I'm Dave the Doc. Here's what you need to know in the world of health and medicine.
God.
Do you ever have like a huge stomach ache, right? And then you fart and it gets rid of it.
Yep.
That has to be up there with like top 10 feelings of all time.
Yeah.
When you actually fart away the pain.
I'm cramping.
I'm miserable. I'm not feeling good. And then you let it out. Yeah. Oh yeah, better out than in a shirt.
Yeah, 100%. Do you know what I enjoy as well? When you're walking up the stairs and you fart on every stairs.
Oh my God, gorgeous. That's you getting older now.
Yeah, it really has been so good. But doctors are now saying that you should be taking a short walk after eating. Obviously, that's obvious and not exactly breaking news. However, what does seem to be new is that it's kind of started a trend, and people are calling this trend a fart walk. And it's when you walk after meals, right?
So we've had like hot girl walks for your mental health, and now we have fart walks.
Whenever we have fart walks, right? Which you can still do as a hot girl, by the way.
Okay.
It can improve digestion, reduce gas, regulate blood sugar, and even lower the risk of type 2 diabetes when you get older. older.
Ask a question. Has Pippa farted in front of you yet?
Yeah, she had. Like, I remember, like, she did it like a couple of weeks in, and I was in a 5-year relationship before Pippa, and I never heard of her fart. Yeah.
So did it just come out dangerous. Real loud out of nowhere? Like, did she get embarrassed?
Actually, it was kind of a fart walk. We were in Malahide, and I was just like, "Stop farting." She's like, "No."
That is setting boundaries at the start of the relationship. I will never stop.
Good for her.
So walking after meals promotes intestinal movement, helping prevent gas buildup and constipation. Just 5 minutes of light exercise, like walking or jumping jacks. Okay. Who's jumping jacks, doing jumping
after
jacks
dinner,
after dinner? Within an hour of eating is enough to have benefits. I don't know how you wouldn't get a stitch, but there we go. And experts say a casual stroll can help stimulate bowel function and support metabolic health. And whether or not you pass gas along the way is entirely up to you. Is
it? Thank you for that.
It's kind of up to my body. I can't hold it in.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway,
do you ever feel like you suck in a fart so much that it disappears though?
No, yeah, it never disappears.
I totally get what you mean, and I hate when I do that. It's like when you're like, no, I don't want to sneeze, I can't sneeze, and you get rid of a sneeze. Oh, I hate it.
Doesn't it suck? And sometimes it actually works.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I'm like, you cannot fart now. This cannot happen, brain. Stop this from happening. And it works.
The great thing about the fart walks is the creator of the fart walks. There's a girl called Marilyn Smith, right? She's the kind of person who created the hashtag fart walks, right? And she's an award-winning author of Peace, Love and Fibre. That'll be my next read. She kind of invented the fart walk, and the reason I know this is because she knows how to hook you into watching a video. I saw a video come up on my Instagram. It was real, like, just the first sentence I was like, oh yeah, have a listen.
Going for a fart walk after dinner is something that's going to help you age wonderfully.
I'm in. Farts, aging wonderfully, sign
Let's
me up, right? Marilyn wants you to know that it's not weird and you should almost feel proud of it.
Now, why do we do this? Well, we eat a lot of fiber, so we have gas. Everybody does. And you fart when you walk. So that's why I named it that.
Okay, very good.
I love this woman. Mm-hmm. She's amazing. My favorite part of this entire video, right, is the end. She's not just letting air out through a fart, but she's also involuntarily snorting whenever she finds something that she says funny. And I love her for it. This is the end of the video.
Sign yourself up for fart walks. I invented the hashtag. Yeah, so on my grave, Marilyn Smith, the fart walk inventor. Yeah, you know what? It's fun to be famous for something.
She's got a better snort than me.
I absolutely love her.
I think that's the reason she's farting so much is because she's taking in air through the snort.
So true.
It has to go somewhere.
Yes.
So there you go. We should all be fart walking, and after dinner today, maybe go on a little bit of a walk, a light walk, and you can apparently decide whether or not you want to let it go or keep it in.
There's nothing worse when you're like at the gym or something and exercising, and it just gets everything moving. And you're
I was at hot yoga a couple of weeks ago.
Oh no, not the hot room. Yeah.
The worst thing is when you do it, and then you're like, right, what noise can I make now that makes it seem like that was the noise all along? I start throwing my bottle, moving my mat. Nothing sounded like the fart.
Stop it.
Turning on the radio to
Fiona.
Get ready. Spin 103X Golden Ticket.
Hey, yeah. We still have it, guys.
We still have
this holiday.
We are still trying to get someone away for 7 nights up here in Vacancies Village in Fortaventure. That is thanks to sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
I'll tell you this much, right? If this isn't gone by the end of the month, I'm taking it. And I'm going to Fuerteventura.
Do you know what? That's actually fair.
I think we should...
We should beat
the presenters, right? If it's not gone by the end of the month or even next month, then we'll go to Fuerteventura.
No,
and we'll do the show from Fuerteventura.
But you have to win the game.
Oh, crap.
too hard. Do you know what we'll do? Here's what we'll do, right? If nobody wins it by the end of May, what we'll do is we'll all go head-to-head and play the golden ticket. And if we get them all right, it's whoever has the most time left on the clock gets to take the holiday.
It's going
to
be you. That's not fair.
I am very good.
She's very good.
On to play this morning, though, is Aaron, so there might be no holiday by the end of this. How are you?
I am just on my way home from the morning school run. I'm a bus driver, so...
You're a bus driver?
Yeah.
Auto out of the Simpsons vibe.
Are you in the bus now?
I am, yeah.
Sorry, so do you have all the kids listening to us on the way to school?
I do, yes.
But there's no point playing the game. He's giving us free marketing. Good man.
That's incredible, Aaron. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right, very good. And Aaron, when's the last time you got a bit of a holiday?
I was over in Berlin last month.
Doesn't count.
That's not a city break. Doesn't count. Let's see if we can get you on a relaxing holiday. Aaron, this is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
I have.
Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25 seconds.
Do you know how many songs are going to play?
Five.
That's it, exactly. Guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one, Aaron. You can only do that once, obviously, and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Aaron?
Perfect.
All right, Aaron, where are you from?
Blanche.
Aaron from Blanche, the best of luck. 25 seconds on the clock and song one. Plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Oh, I hope you know
Carry You Home. I don't know the artist. Pass.
That's all right. Do you want to swap it? Let's swap it out.
Yeah.
I'm glad you swapped because even though it might have pumped you, it was eating up so much of your time. So good use of the swap. Back to 25 seconds. And that was Alex Warren, Ella Henderson, and the song is Carry You Home. I know, look.
I was going to say Alex Warren and all.
That's all right.
But there you go. So just shout out as soon as you think it's someone because you did well with the name. So just, yeah, keep up that energy. But we're reset back to 25 seconds. It's a new game. One new song and then the rest. Five songs.
Let's do it, basically. Aaron. A brand new song, one, and it plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Chaperone, Pink Pony Club.
No, the other one.
Hot to Go.
Yes, Hot to Go.
Chaperone, Hot to Go, you nailed it.
And they're off.
Amazing. In 7 seconds. So not too bad at all. You've got 18 seconds left for 4 songs. Can you do it? I think you can.
18.8 seconds. So I'd even say it's basically 6
True.
Seconds.
Yeah,
got
yeah.
that in. Very, very good, Aaron. Let's go for song 2. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Pavement Parade Sports Car.
Stop the clock immediately. Yeah.
You know he's a bus driver on the way to school listening to Spin all the time.
I love it. All right, very good.
That was incredible. So 14 seconds left now for 3 songs.
That's kind of like perfect average. Perfect. This is absolutely spot on, Aaron. Let's do it. Let's go for song 3. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Lonely in this
crowd, I see
Oh, no. Not a great sign.
He has another song called Stargazing.
Miles Smith.
On the buzzer.
So
it was
Miles
called
Smith,
yeah.
He has the song Stargazing and that's his other one that we're playing at the moment. It's called Nice to Meet You.
Nice to meet you.
Aaron, I don't know why this disappointment shocks me every time because I was like, it's gone.
Yeah.
I literally in my head was, it's gone. He's done it.
I thought so as well. Aaron, it wasn't me, but did you have fun?
I absolutely did.
Aaron, we think you're a fantastic player and thank you for having the show on the bus when you're bringing the kids to school. We're going to send you out to my IMC Cinema Passes just for being sound.
Oh, perfect. Thanks very much.
Have a great day, Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron.
You too, lads.
Bye. Now he's gone, we can talk about how nice he is. I love Aaron.
I love him too.
I love him so much.
He's giving cool bus driver.
He is. He's giving, you're a joy, like when you're a kid jumping on the bus being like, morning, bus driver Aaron. Yeah. That you're like thrilled for yourself going off to school, you know?
He's a very cool guy.
Anyway, he didn't win, so more chances for us to win the holiday. If you want to have a crack, golden in a WhatsApp, send that off to 087-711-1038. Come on and win a holiday to Fuerteventura on tomorrow morning's show. Adam Port now and Move on Spin.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go.
You still here, are you?
Oh, I am. And there is no one who can stop me saying whatever I want during this. There's actually a lot of people in power who can't stop me. But for now, I'm riding free, baby. And today, we are talking about beauty. Yes, thank you so much. Girls, it's that time of year. And by the way, before anyone starts thinking this doesn't apply to them, girls is a term that transcends gender. Thank you so much. It's for anyone who looks
like
after
when people say
themselves.
Like lads or guys or
Yeah, whatever. Lads, guys, girl. It's there. Yeah. So with this prolonged bout of sunny weather, you might be chasing your tail, trying to catch up to yourself with certain grooming appointments, okay? And when you're attending to areas of your body that have not seen the light of day in about 8 months, you might not be exactly feeling yourself.
Yeah.
You might not be feeling beautiful, okay? You know, humbling experiences, times you catch sight of yourself in the mirror and say, oh God, I am absolutely rotten. You know,
you know what's really humbling?
Yes,
having a big white arse from sunbathing in Ireland when you're wearing and the back of your shorts.
Okay, bragging. Okay, tan line.
No,
very good, Emma.
It's awful.
No, I love it. I love your white arse. You know, I'm talking about your first pedicure of the year when you're getting out those crusty toes and the nail tech has to whip out like that space boot because the hard skin on your foot like cannot just be gotten rid of with a file alone. You know, I'm talking popping into the hairdressers for a few face framing summer highlights and then of course being faced with the unwavering shape of your own head with your hair scraped back and your eyes bulging out when you're back in front of the mirror after you're having your hair washed. I'm talking the first day of holidays when 100 beautiful scantily clad Spaniards are out sunning themselves around you while you are riddled with heat rash and chafing after simply walking 100 metres from your hotel to the beach. Just remember that you are beautiful, no matter what they say. Chafing, dry foot skin and your own reflection at the hairdressers cannot bring you down.
So true, Fiona. I actually needed that.
Thank you so much.
I think they must use the worst lighting in hairdressers ever. Oh. Whenever I go to my barber's, I'm like, is that what I look like?
I always feel like that in a Zara dressing room. I'm like, I am a toe. Yeah.
I think it's because they're trying to tell you your problems can be solved here.
Yeah.
You're rotten. Keep coming back. Spend your money and we can fix you.
I am having my first in my life ever pedicure on Wednesday.
Oh, that's so exciting.
And I actually think, I've said so many times, I can't go. Like, that's, they have to look at my feet. That's awful. And everyone I speak to is like, Emma, they've seen worse.
They've seen it all.
Have you ever done the one with where you put your feet in the fish?
I've always wanted to, but I'm always scared.
I really want
to.
I think they do still.
Because that's a tasty snack for them. Do you know sometimes when you're like, oh, I'm sorry to this person on the feet? And it's like, but the fish.
They love it.
That's their food.
Yeah. They're having a ball. Teddy swims now. This is Lose Control and Spin with Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Yeah.